In a keynote address, the Chairman House Committee on Diaspora, Mrs. Rita Oji, drew attention of the public to the proliferation of organizations in Nigeria promising young people jobs abroad, advising that such organizations should be neglected because they are human traffickers.
The problem is that there are collaborators. These Nigerian youths moving out of here, they are not moving only on their own. Parents contribute to that. When you have your child in the house, you see them wearing clothes you didn't buy, driving cars in your house. You don't ask, how do they get the money? Before they go into this drug trafficking, they will join the CAC first, where they tell them, and they'll start giving them intoxicating gifts, and they'll start living the kind of life you never brought them up to, and you will not say anything. The next you hear is they are traveling abroad. You didn't ask them what they're going to do. They are not going to school. They are going to seek for a job. Which job? People write their house, 85% of jobless people.
Mrs. Oji explained that while illegally transporting the immigrants, many of them get drowned in the Mediterranean Sea. Many die in the desert, while others have their vital organs removed. The event saw the launch of an initiative known as Migration Enlightenment Project Nigeria, with the objective of raising awareness on the dangers of illegal migration and how Nigerians can travel abroad legally. Chairman of the Nigerian in Diaspora Organization Europe, Kenneth Gbandi, said the initiative was conceived after a tour of the various European nations to see the sufferings Nigerians in those places were in because they did not travel legally.
The impression they have that once they come to Europe, everything is okay. But creating this awareness, knowing that, one, there's no free passage to Europe, that the situation has changed from what it used to be, and that it is necessary that you understand that before you leave, you need to get all your documents regularized.
Apart from this information, we'll be putting in place different youth initiatives, including solar energy, vocational training. We'll see exactly how best can we motivate the talents we have and see how we can begin to look inside rather than looking outside.
According to a co-organizer of the event, Femi Awoniyi, Nigeria is green enough to live in than taking such deadly risk of traveling abroad without relevant document.
The fact is that migration is a fact of the human experience. But we believe that this perception among the youth that they could only make it abroad is wrong. Every society has its own challenges. And I hope the Nigerian journalists will take it further, bring a more positive slant to our stories about Nigeria. Nigeria is not doing badly. Things are looking up for Nigeria.
The Deputy Comptroller of Immigration, Mrs. Sadat Hassan, who operated from Germany for 5 years, has said that several thousands of youths in Europe were in asylum, as well as prisons awaiting deportation, advising Nigerians to stop endangering their lives and denting the image of the country in the name of traveling abroad.
Nobody is saying they should not go. You can go abroad to study, to visit your friends, but if you have to go there to live, you pass through the legal means.
Also at the event, young men and women rescued from captivity where they were used as sex toys or subjected to hard labor in Europe said they were deceived to take the deadly risk, urging fellow youths to be contented with life at home. Innocent Honor for Radio Nigeria.